I live in the present with the skill of a master. I live in the present with the skill of a master. And that's the only time there is right now. The only time that ever could exist is right now. There is no other time than now. There is no past, no present, no future. There is only now. I live in the present with the skill of a master. How do I live in the present with the skill of a master? Well, by my choice. By my choice. All the things I do by my choice. Nothing in this world is done by accident. Nothing in this world is done outside of my choice. Nothing in this world is done in any way which does not include and demand my highest and most skillful best as a master, portraying it into existence in my world. I have the opportunity every day of going along and meeting people, meeting circumstances, meeting life. And every day I have the opportunity of saying, does that have a past? Does that have a future? Is that something that needs to be taken in consideration? Or is everything I observe, everything I view, everything I consider only from the present, only from this moment, the now? There is no other time but now. Now, it's easy to fall into the trap of reminiscence. Very easy thing to do. I went to my sister's 90th birthday party in Wilmington, Delaware. And at the party were many wonderful people. And all the people brought with them memories. All the people brought with them memories of how my sister Marie remembered them and how they remembered my sister Marie. Throughout the house were pictures of many of them, of how her six children grew up, and how each took a wife or a husband, and how each had children, and how their children had children, and how their children had children. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It's all the past. It's all then. And then in came the children. And they were nothing like the pictures that were standing around the house. They were nothing like the pictures of the little babies being held in their parents' arms. They were nothing like the pictures of the people that were no longer present. All it was a memorabilia of the past. And yet everyone who really enjoyed the party for her 90th birthday party went to her and said, "Marie, you look wonderful. You look fantastic. Right now, Marie, you look glorious. Marie, you look marvelous. I love you, Marie." And they bubbled over with joy. Now. They bubbled over with peace. Now. All the pictures of the family standing around on tables and counters and places meant nothing. Oh, true, we like to play with the past. We like to have pictures remind us. But here at the monastery, we had a time when we were being taught to live in the now. And one of the suggestions was made that we take all of the pictures that we have of our family, all the pictures we have of our past, all the pictures we have of reminding us of other times and this moment right now, and dispose of them. And so some of them sent them home to their parents. Some of them just threw them in the wastebasket. Some of them even burned them up. Some of them tore them up. Some of them hid them so they could pull them out later. Now, all those who were able to just release it, not a matter of throwing it away or not throwing it away, but just release it and not collecting, but living in the present, all those who did that are living a happy, fulfilled life. And there are many of them living a happy, fulfilled life. My life is as though there were no yesterday. no yesterday at all, no time in the past. I live now, because this is the only time there really is. This is the only time there really is, the right now, the this moment, the this instant, the now time. And when I live in the now, I experience all of the happiness, all of the joy, all of the peace, all the magnificence that the now has to offer. That the past cannot return to us. We cannot regurgitate the past. We cannot bring it back, because it's always from a point of view of what sort of attitude did we have at that time? What sort of attitude did other people have? Living in the past is like living not at all. I live in the present with the skill of a master, because I train myself to understand that this is a glorious world that I live in, and I'm living now. When you go to pick up your paycheck, when you go to pay your bills, when you go to shop in the grocery store, every one of those actions are a now activity. Oh, it's true, you're paying your house payment or your rent based upon the fact that you lived in that place or will live in that place, and so you pay a certain amount. But really, you never even think about it. Once you put the program in motion of making your mortgage payments or your rental payments or whatever payments you make for your residence, you don't think a thing about it. It's just clockwork. It's just now. Whose car is that? It belongs to the bank and me. No, it doesn't. It belongs to you. You have the full obligation to make the payment on that car. If you don't make the payments on that car, the bank will take it away and you won't have the car anymore. It doesn't belong to the bank and you. It belongs to you. It only belongs to the bank when you cease to do your obligated experience. We forget that. We forget that all life is right now. All life is in the present, in this moment, in this instant, and there is no other time and no other instant in all the world, because that's all that matters. Now, I view all life only from now. I see, I view it today, this moment. I view all life now from this moment. I see it all from this point of view, and that's all we can do. If you're looking at the past, you're remembering the past from your now point of view, and perhaps the past didn't even happen like you're remembering it. Maybe you're remembering it from somebody else's information that was given to you about what the past was, and the past was really not that way at all. But we can view all of life when we see it only from the now. When we see it only from now and see it and view it only today. Look at life at this moment. Oh, we'll be hard put to do that. We'll be hard put to stay in today. But this is why I say I live in the present with the skill of a master. I train myself to only know the present. I don't look at the past. I don't look at what happened in the past. I don't talk about the past. I don't talk about when my son was a little boy, when he's a baby growing up. I don't talk about my wife and how she loved to play music and how she loved to direct, rather not play the organ at different churches and so on. I directed the choir. But I don't pay attention. The moment I think of it, I'm doing it right away. And I have so many things in the present that are far more exciting, accelerating, far more wonderful than anything I could ever dredge up from the past. Because with the past, it always comes with all the memories that go with it. With the present, it's a fresh, new, beautiful, fantastic idea. I live in the present with the skill of a master. As I live in the present with the skill of a master, I'm living from the point of view that it's good and wonderful and fantastic and glorious and magnificent, and it is beyond all imagination, and I love it. All my creation is today. All my creation is today. There is no other time. And all my beingness is now. I live now. I am existing now. I am now. I live the present with the skill of a master, and I love it. and I train myself wonderfully that way. Have a glorious day living the present with the skill of a master, because that's really all we know how to do. I love you. I love you. I love you.